Park Lane Jewelry. If you find the real estate market stressful, confusing, and complicated, then you've come to the right place. Stay tuned as Randy and his expert guests dispel the myths and give you a dose of reality. It's Real Estate Revealed. And here's your host, Chicagoland's premier home appraiser, Randy Barcella.
A very enthusiastic and exciting welcome to Real Estate Revealed, and I am Randy Barcella. It is always a joy for me to be with you every Sunday morning. I am happy that you tuned in. I hope everyone enjoyed their Christmas holiday, and we've got one more to go. Happy New Year coming up this week. Let's face it, buying or selling a home, getting a mortgage, remodeling your home, getting an appraisal, this could always be very stressful, complicated, and confusing. And why is that? It doesn't have to be that way. This is your show where each week we draw aside the curtains, peel back the layers, open the doors, and uncover the truths, revealing the myths versus reality. This is information you can trust to have peace of mind. Today's show, we're going to go over what are the steps you should take before and during remodeling your home. This doesn't have to be complicated, stressful, or a confusing process at all. It may seem like that at the beginning as they start the construction process. Well, Thomas and Letitia Franco, the president and CEO of Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath and the DT Group, are in studio with us to give us valuable checklists and guidance with regards to remodeling your home. Having their step-by-step plan and being organized will surely make the difference towards a pleasant experience and a successful ending as you go through with remodeling your home. Also, in the second half of the show, how do I get ready for an appraisal of my condo or home or townhouse? I can assure you that this is a very process, this process can go very well to ensure you get the maximum and fair market value of your home if you know the steps. I'll share with you all the details and dispel all the myths and reality versus reality here. You're listening to Real Estate Revealed on AM 560 The Answer. We learned from one of our past shows from Tom and Letitia from the DT Group and Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath how to choose a remodeling contractor. We had a great checklist from them, and I know they'll share with that even later in the show from the past show. But now we're going to go in and remodel our home. So Tom and Letty, welcome back to Real Estate Revealed. We're so excited to have you back on the show.
Good morning, Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hey. Now, Tom and Letty, we learned all about from the past show and how to choose a remodeling contractor. Great show. Anybody missed any part of that show, go back to realestaterevealed.net. Listen to that podcast. Now, we're going to start remodeling our home. Where do we go from here, Tom?
Well, Randy, I think there's a three steps that you need to follow by, which is a safety, security, and convenience. What means that whenever a contractor is starting your project, you have to worry about the safety of the home, yourself, and the kids and the pets. And then security means you have to put everything away, make sure that your belongings doesn't get damaged. Everything is in one place before you even started the construction. Convenience meaning we're going to come in, disrupt your life. We're going to tear down everything. You have to think about your day-to-day routines. How are you going to go with it? How are you going to brush your teeth? How are you going to make your coffee? What happens your day-to-day operation?
And you're cooking and going to the bathroom and
everything.
Wow.
Yep.
I like that. Safety and security. And so you've got this so you're going to start on Monday morning.
Yes.
Remodeling my house. But you've already probably have discussed this with the homeowners to the steps that are going to happen.
Well, we have to inform the homeowner what we expect from them. Meaning, for example, we're going to come and remove all your kitchen cabinets and everything. We want everything out of from our way. We don't want nothing personal of yours. And you have to make sure that once we come in and tear down all your walls, your cabinets, your appliances are gone, and all of a sudden you come at home and you say, oh my God, I can't even cook. What do I do? It's a big shock. The first 2 days of the remodeling is the biggest shock that you'll get.
And that's part of the safety, because I know everybody's kitchens, there's stuff on the countertops, there's stuff on the walls, there's stuff, and there's clocks, and there might be a TV on the wall too. There's a lot of things. So you're recommending remove everything that you need, put it in a different room or the basement.
Absolutely. Whatever is convenient. For example, take your microwave, put them somewhere it's convenient for you that you might be able to heat up a small dish or your coffee or what have you. Your coffee pot, put them away. It's convenient for you. Everything else, if you're able to get a small fridge, because you have to function day to day. but everything else must be removed, all the way from your flooring to your ceiling to your cabinets, all outside walls, everything.
And so make sure you like your neighbors and they like you in case you need to borrow a cup anything at all. But no, that's great information, because I know a lot of people can easily put the microwave into a lower level family room. And a lot of people do have a wet bar in the lower level. And there's a lot of things that they could do, or be prepared with bottled water at other parts of the house.
Absolutely.
And maybe be prepared. There's a lot of stores out there now that already have pre-prepared entrees that you can set yourself up for a week, whether it's Mariano's or Jewel Whole Foods or Trader Joe's. And so that's a great thing. Plan your meals out for the week.
Yes.
Plan your, the eating habits out. And what about, I guess if you're doing bathrooms, hopefully most homes now have more than one bathroom. And so they'll make arrangements to use the other one.
Well, absolutely. But you have to make sure that how you're going to, some homes have 1.5 bathroom, meaning it's only a toilet and a sink. How you take a shower, how you brush your teeth, how you operate, how you bathe your own kid if you have a small child around. What do you do? Maybe you need to talk to your neighbors. You have to let them know, hey, we're having a remodeling. Can we come over or what have you? If you have more than one bathroom, make sure that everyone can operate it in a timely fashion, because now you only from the two to the one. You have to be able to get ready in the morning.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Real Estate Revealed on AM 560 The Answer, and we are going over some valuable step-by-step convenient processes that we should all know and take before and during the remodeling of your home starts. And the security part, give me some more information on that.
Well, you want to put all your belongings away. You have a picture frame, put it away. You have a small vase, valuable things, put them away. You don't want them out in the middle. Maybe not so much the contractors might take it, steal
right.
it or something.
Break it. Valuables.
Might be able to, accidents do happen in the construction site. We don't want to be responsible for it. Put everything, as much as things you can, put them away. Why? Because you want them one piece at the end. And security meaning the contractor make sure that they, put all their tools away. There's no nails. There's no, holes in there. If you have a small kid, they stay out of it. Make sure that everything is barricaded.
So when the people leave home for work in the morning, you're doing all your construction all day long. It's a mess. You're hammering, you're sawing, you're ripping things out. But at the end of your project, you put things away in neatly order. So when they come back from work, they're not as disturbed, and there's not a safety hazard of stepping on nails or screws or broken wood.
Absolutely. You want to make sure that your home, so-called the job site, is nice and neat and clean when you return back home. You're not having all these mess and everything else that goes with it. You don't want nails sticking from the floor, from the walls, from everything else. You just want to make sure that you can operate, you can live in that home without getting hurt.
That's great, valuable information, and especially going into the changes of seasons, like in the wintertime where it's raining and sleet, there's a lot of mud being tracked in and out, and so you've got to put the tarps down, and there's going to be a lot of dirt and mud, and then it makes perfect sense to me with the security part. I didn't think of that as much, because there's things that will get broken. They're moving ladders. They're big pieces of wood around, and they're moving out stuff into the dumpster, so that's a great point. So safety and security are a couple of the really important things now, and the third point you were talking about is convenience.
Convenience meaning before the construction started, you had your day-to-day routine. Now, whatever the project is, the bathroom, the basement, the kitchen, what have you, you have to think about how you're going to operate during the construction time. How do you make your coffee if you're making them at home? How do you eat? How do you feed your kids? Do you order out every day? Or do you plan meals, like you said earlier? How do you get a bottle of water? Where you store your milk? Where you store everything else? You have to think about it, and you have to say to yourself, okay, I need to take a couple of steps for me to be able to operate normally, so you don't lose your insanity.
Sure. And then maybe a lot of homes may just have the 1.5 bath and you're ripping up the one bath. They have to make plans to go to a friend or mom and dad or sister or relative to actually shower and bathe. And that makes a lot of sense, too. You have to really plan this out, the remodeling of your home.
Absolutely. I mean, we're in a process right now in one project. The homeowner had to move out for a month or a month and a half because they have no bathroom. They have to operate. They have to be able to function so they can move with their day-to-day life. I mean, this is just the common sense.
But the safety, security, and convenience processes, these are very important points. You have already, though, spoken to your clients before this ever took place to make a plan before it even starts.
Absolutely, because this has to be discussed and agreed so everyone can function in the workspace.
Great stuff. And so the step-by-step process of, if you do this the right way with a really quality, reputable home remodeling company, like I said, remodeling your home, this does not have to be stressful, complicated, or confusing at all. If you follow the step-by-step plans that I know the DT Group, Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath are just lighting out for us, boy, this can it makes sense, though, Tom and Letty. Safety, security, and convenience. And when we come back, we're going to learn even more details about safety, security, and convenience. The start of the program, now we want to go about the middle and the end of the remodeling process. You're listening to Real Estate Revealed on AM 560. The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Jeremy Scott, taking a look at your roadways on the south side. The Maxwell Street Market shuts down Des Plaines between Harrison and Roosevelt until 3 p.m. And CTS Brown Line service shares a single track between Armitage and the Merchandise Mart until 6 p.m. due to maintenance work. If you're on the Edens, Kennedy, Eisenhower, Stevenson, Dan Ryan, 57, and the Bishop Ford, you are delayed free. Same on the Fort Illinois Tollways. Tri-State, Jane Addams, Reagan Memorial, Veterans Memorial, as well as Round 53. 80 through the southern suburbs is looking good. In northwest Indiana, 80, 94, 94, the Chicago Skyway is looking good. On the Indiana Toll Road, don't forget that the X-Ramp from the westbound Indiana Toll Road onto westbound 94 is closed until April 2015 for full construction. AM 560 weather, looking for a sunny high of 35. Right now at O'Hare, it's 22, 26 at Midway, 27 at the lakefront. Next update, 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
It's a new year, and it's time for a change. Escape the cold, snowy Chicago winter and join John Howell and Amy Jacobson in Los Cabos, Mexico at the Secrets Puerto Los Cabos Resort. It's an all-inclusive, all-suite, adults-only resort located in beautiful, sunny Los Cabos, Mexico. Time is running out to book your trip through Apple Vacations. Don't get stuck in the snow this year. Visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword escape and escape to Cabo.
Whatever your interest in real estate, Irwin Law has the experience, skills, and resources to ensure that your best interests are served personally and professionally. Irwin Law brings you over 20 years of experience in real estate law without the layers of a giant firm. You can call me, James Irwin, at 773-525-0153 or email me at jirwin@irwinlawfirm.com to learn more about how we are here to help you. Remember, that's Irwin with an E.
Okay, radio listeners, I've got the Christmas deal of the day for you right here. Two words, Sherry's Berries. These gourmet berries are juicy, decadent, and freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey deliciousness. Then they're covered in amazing toppings like chopped nuts and chocolate chips. And right now, you can get these gourmet-dipped berries starting at $19.99. Plus, order today and get double the berries for just $10 more. That's a fantastic deal, and these berries are so festive, juicy, and irresistible. They're perfect holiday greetings for friends and family you can't be with this season, or for that amazing party host, your child's teacher, clients. Trust me, if you want to make anyone smile this holiday, these berries are the way to go. Gourmet dipped berries starting at $19.99 and double the berries for $10 more. But hurry, Christmas is almost here and this deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter secret code 0900. That's berries.com, secret code 0900.
See what WGN-TV's Dean Richards calls the must-see show of the holiday season. It's Mary Poppins, flying through the Paramount Theater now through January 4th. Chicago Sun-Times raves this practically operatic Mary Poppins soars. Chicago Tribune calls it spectacular, colossal, hugely exciting. Make your family's holiday supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. All seats less than $55. Visit ParamountAurora.com. That's ParamountAurora.com. Mary Poppins at the Paramount, simply the best musical theater in Chicagoland.
You're listening to Real Estate Revealed with Randy Parcella.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revealed, and we're continuing our step-by-step advice here from Tom and Letty Frankel from Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath and the DT Group. What are the steps necessary that you should take before, during, remodeling your home, because this does not have to be a complicated, stressful, or confusing process. And like Tom just told us before the break, a couple of really simple processes at the beginning: safety, security, and convenience. And now we're in the middle of everything. And I think we talked about during the break, expect the unexpected. You already planned out step by step on how the remodeling is going to go, room by room with your client, and they're excited. But then you get into the bathroom and you pull some tiles and walls back and you decide, wow, look at all the mold here. Look at this and that. And there's a lot of unexpected things in the kitchen and bath that you may not see. And this was, you got to go over that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this becomes a safety issue, meaning this is a hazardous for your health. I mean, you don't want to breathe. Health and safety issue, right? For the whole family, for the whole home. Because we need to figure out what the source of the mold, if there is, how did it occur, what do we do, how do we prevent for future, and how do we remove it? And what happens during that time with your family? Do you still stay there or you move out, or, you know, what is the next step? We have to discuss, and this has to be planned. It has to be a back burner in everybody's mind whenever you're doing a major big remodeling.
And since this is what you said, construction, expect the unexpected. A lot of things aren't going to go exactly as planned, because that's just, you've been there 25, 30 years probably in your home, and there are probably issues behind the wall with maybe the tile was leaking over the years that you didn't even know about. So that's really important stuff. Have a backup plan. And how about safety, going back to the safety issue for kids?
I mean, for example, Randy, when we're doing a remodeling in the bathrooms, we rip off everything. We take out the flooring, we take out the joists if we need to, we take out the tub. There's a lot of holes, there's a lot of things sticking out, pipe from the floor. You know, you don't want your kids to running around getting curious about it and see, oh my God, what's going on? This is
so what about
cool.
Roping off the area in some ways? Do
Absolutely.
You do that too?
Yes,
right,
we
right.
do. We have to quarantine the place. We have to make sure that no little kids is going to go in there, you know, start to get curious and touching things that you shouldn't be touching. Could be electrical wires, you know, hanging, you know, it just loose at that moment. We want to keep our job site safe for the homeowners and as well as for ourselves.
And also, you were going over the points. I love these, too. You know, number one was put away items you don't need or keep things in a safe place, because in case it gets broken, you've got valuables there. And two, storage containers. And your third point I loved before the break was security and safety. And then the privacy. Plan when to shower. Plan when to alter your lifestyle with meals and all that. That's really important stuff. And safety for the kids was another great point you just mentioned, because, you know, mom and dad can't keep an eye on everybody all the time, and kids get curious, and it could be very dangerous. What about, you also have another, your point number seven on your checklist is outside the danger zones. What's that? Kids and neighborhoods and...
Meaning, you know, if you don't let your neighbors know, if you have a good relationship with them, people are going to see people coming and going in your home. They don't know if you've been burglarized or something else. If you let your neighbors know, hey, we're having a remodeling down, we're fixing our bathroom, we're fixing our kitchen, it's kind of exciting. Also, it informs them, saying that, listen, there's going to be a bunch of people going in and out day to day. So, you know, people, they don't call the police, you know, thinking that you've been robbed or anything else.
Sure, important stuff. And another pull, one of your other points here, number eight, reach out to friends to lend a hand, because like you said just now, I think you just covered that.
Absolutely.
You have to let your neighbors know we're having remodeling done.
Also, another factor is, like we touched it before, if you only have one bathroom, in that way you're able to utilize with them, especially, you know, if we tear down your kitchen, sharing meals.
Absolutely.
You know, this week they help you out. Once you got the new kitchen... Next week,
and then also,
cooking.
Too, I think a lot of people, you know, you had to shut off the electricity to many parts of the home also. And so it's a good thing that almost everybody has a cell phone, so you don't need the landline phone any longer.
We don't even use it anymore.
And here's another really big one, and I know this is very important. On your checklist, number nine, pet safety.
Absolutely.
That's really important.
You know, if you have pets, cats, dogs, whatever, you know, they do get curious. They just want to sniff around. They want to look. You want to make sure that you kind of keep them away, because ultimately they're part of the family. We want to keep them safe. We want to make sure that they don't get injured. They don't hurt themselves on nails or anything. They don't go through the holes and break their legs. You know, they're part of the family. We have to take care of them.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Real Estate Revealed. And today's show are what are the really great logical step-by-step processes you should take before and during remodeling your home, because this does not have to be a complicated, stressful, or confusing process. If you follow these step-by-step 10 steps that Tom and Letty Franco from the DT Group Chicagoland Kitchen and Baths have for it. So basically, there's three umbrella categories: safety, security, and convenience. And just to recap for everybody, number one, put away items you don't need. Keep things that you need because they may break. It's construction. The use of storage containers. I know you're going to work that out with your builder. He may also have a big dumpster he'll put in the back, depending on how big the project is. Privacy. This has to do with your showering and eating and important things to do. Number five, important things to put in easy access for yourself. Clothes, shoes, coats.
Absolutely. Even the simple things like the toothbrush.
Right.
Absolutely. How you operate day to day. You have to think about all these steps.
And this is fabulous. I love that you have this on your checklist. Safety for kids. Keep a roped off area, because you know what? Kids are going to roam around. And when you're not looking, they're going to be going into these areas that are not safe.
Absolutely. They get curious. They just want to touch everything. They want to see because it's exciting for them. It's a playground, but it's more than a playground for us. It's a, you know, construction zone. We want to keep it safe.
And I love that you did not only think of the inside of the house with the homeowners. Outside danger zones. You may have to rope out some front doors or back doors or side doors. You have to let your neighbors know that there's going to be some danger zones around the house. So let your neighbors know for their safety and their kids.
Absolutely. You touched a good point a couple of minutes ago saying the dumpster. If we have a dumpster in your driveway, you want to make sure that kids are not playing around it. They're not climbing it. You know, everything is put away neatly in the dumpster. Nothing is sticking out. Nobody goes in, falls in, especially when we're doing a construction in your kitchen. If we take out a fridge, we want to make sure that we remove the door from it if we're going to place it outside, because you never, ever want to leave a door at the fridge. A kid can go in, play hide and seek, and get trapped in it.
I love your plans here. And number nine on your checklist was pet safety. That's so important. I'm so glad that I don't know a lot. I know a lot of contractors, but I don't know anybody that has all these that has covered all their bases like you do here. And how about number 10? Set aside some me time, because you know that you walk in. If the wife leaves the home in the morning and she's got this beautiful kitchen, just the way she had always enjoyed it, and she comes home and she's screaming and having a breakdown. Oh my God, what happened to my house?
Yeah.
Right. You just got to just calm down, have some me time. Right.
And especially during the construction, a long process, take your wife, take your family. If you're able to budget them in, go a mini vacation, we call it. Go to a local hotel, enjoy the pool, enjoy the dinner time, enjoy the movie time with the family, just to get away from the hustle and bustle and the stress. At least in that way, the project seems that much better for you. It's not that much stressful because there is a something in return.
That makes so much sense, Tom, because this me time, you walk in and you're shocked as to this whole, it's all torn up. And so there's a lot of discounts at hotels on the weekends because they're filled with business people for the weekdays. So there's a lot of great weekend stay vacations that all the hotels have. So maybe I like what you said, have some me time, calm down, get away, because by the time you come back 3 days later on Monday,
Oh, my, yeah,
because now you're putting the finishing touches. What about the end of a project? You're getting to the end of a project.
And end of a project, Randy, everything starts to put them back together. Your life is becoming back to what it was. It's just a little bit different because the atmosphere changed, the space changed. Now you want to get prepared. How are you going to arrange everything? How are you going to set everything up? Where everything goes in? Do they work for you? Is there functional? You know, will that fit your lifestyle? Is that going to operate for you? My main thing I tell people, do not ever work for your home. Your home has to work for you. Whenever you're doing the remodeling, make sure that whenever everything's coming towards the end, everything's working for you. You're not working for them.
But what I see here is you have to have a lot of good communication. You have to have a step-by-step checklist, a plan. Expect the unexpected. Get away from it for a few days because, you know, when you first bought the house, you didn't see it being constructed. You just saw the finished, beautiful project that you're walking through, this beautiful model. And, oh, I have to have this house, and it's at its best. So you're right. I'm so glad you have all these bases covered. And if you want any of this checklist, I know Tom and Letty from Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath and the DT Group, they are happy to get you out this 10-point checklist. that comes under the umbrella of safety, security, and convenience. So you can take this with you at any time and go over it. And so remodeling your home doesn't have to be stressful, complicated, or confusing at all. And we come back with Tom and Letty Franco. We're going to go over the recap of what we learned today, the myths versus reality, see where you can get their checklist, not only from how to go through the remodeling process, but they also have the checklist on how to choose a remodeler from our past show. You're listening to Real Estate Revealed on AM 560. The Answer. We'll be right back.
It was April.
Russian citizens being attacked.
Equal pay for equal work.
2014.
Bubba now has two green jackets.
The sinking of a ferry boat.
The earthquake in northern Chile.
The most difficult surge in human history.
This is a critical time for the NATO alliance.
We don't need a war.
Taking away the moments that make up the dull day.
What happened at the IRS?
What happens in 2015?
2015, Paul and I.
Happens here.
We'll be wrapping things up.
AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joe Chiarol. No sign of a missing AirAsia jetliner with 162 people on board. It went missing on a flight from Indonesia to Singapore.
The weather conditions were not good. Further than that, we don't really want to speculate anything more. Obviously, there was storm clouds, and the pilot had made a request to change altitude. That's as far as we know.
AirAsia CEO Tony Fernandez, nightfall forcing the suspension of the air search. A Flagstaff, Arizona rookie cop is dead.
The 24-year-old officer was following up a domestic violence incident. From what we're told, he was getting out of his car when the suspect opened fire on the officer.
Reporter Nicole Garcia with Fox affiliate KSAZ, the suspect killed himself at a ferry is on fire in choppy seas near the Greek island of Corfu, an evacuation underway. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Jeremy Scott, taking a look at the roadways on the south side. Maxwell Street Market shuts down Des Plaines from Harrison into Roosevelt. And on ZTA's Brown Line, service shares a single track between Armitage and the Merchandise Mart until 6 p.m. due to maintenance work. Make sure you give yourself plenty of travel time. On the expressways, no delays on any of them at all, including the tollways. They're looking good through the southern suburbs on 80 and in northwest Indiana. Traffic is sponsored by EarthCam. For the 19th year in a row, EarthCam is streaming New Year's Eve around the world. View webcams from Times Square, Sydney, Bangkok, Dublin, Bourbon Street, and more. Visit EarthCam.com now to see the countdown. AM 560 weather, looking for a high of 35 with sunny conditions. Right now at O'Hare, it's 22, 26 at Midway, 26 in Kankakee, and 27 at the lakefront. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560.
Wellbeing MD is moving medicine to where it belongs, equipping individuals and businesses across America to take control of their health. Hi, this is Dr. John Principe. Wellbeing MD teaches people how to energize their lives through clean eating, physical activity, and stress reduction. Wellbeing MD creates wellness and transforms lives. Simple, science-based, and sustainable, Wellbeing MD is your solution for everything health. Visit our website at wellbeingmd.com. That's wellbeingmd.com.
Illinois Real Estate Appraisers, you need to keep up with changing state, federal, and client requirements. It's time to have a voice in Springfield. ICAP, the Illinois Coalition of Appraisal Professionals, advocates for the appraisal profession in Illinois, keeps their membership informed, and educates Illinois legislators about the constantly changing real estate appraisal profession. Join ICAP by visiting ICAPweb.com. Sign up today and save 50% off your membership with the promo code RADIO. That's ICAPweb.com, promo code RADIO.
What would you do if you could speak Spanish? Have a barbecue with the Spanish-speaking family next door?
Hola, ¿qué tal? Sí.
Swap stories with locals on a Costa Rican rainforest safari?
Ah, mira, es maravilloso.
Order your favorite Tex-Mex in Spanish?
Quisiera un burrito de carne, por favor.
Once-in-a-lifetime adventures to everyday moments. If you've always wanted to learn Spanish to have real conversations with native speakers, now you can. Because Rosetta Stone is letting everyone who calls try an absolutely free demo of its powerful language learning program. Call now, 1-800-700-0994. Fully immersing you in the Spanish language, Rosetta Stone is fast, fun, and easy. Learn on your computer or iPad. Practice on the go with your smartphone at your own pace and at your own convenience. If you've always wanted to speak Spanish, this is your chance with the fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. But don't wait. Call Rosetta Stone now for your free demo. 1-800-700-0994. That's 1-800-700-0994.
NIU fans, college basketball season is underway, and it's time to catch your Northern Illinois University Huskies in action. Show your support by purchasing your Huskies basketball tickets online at niuhuskies.com/tickets. The Huskies host the Hampton Pirates at the Convocation Center December 29th. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. If you can't make it to the game, catch all the action right here on your home for NIU Huskies basketball, AM 560 The Answer.
10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. Tune in to Aging Info Radio this Sunday at 9 a.m. to catch conversations regarding healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, wealthy retirement, and related topics to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. So join Susa Wacky and her guests on Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors, aging but not growing old. Sunday mornings at 9 on AM 560, The Answer.
You're listening to Real Estate Revealed with Randy Parcella.
A very enthusiastic and exciting welcome back to Real Estate Revealed, and I am Randy Parcella. It is always a joy for me to be with you every Sunday morning. I am happy that you tuned in. Let's face it, remodeling your home can be very stressful, complicated, and confusing, and why is that? It doesn't have to be that way. This is your show. It's not about me. This is where each week we draw aside the curtains, peel back the layers, open the doors, and uncover the truths, revealing the myths versus reality. This is information that you can trust to have peace of mind. And today's show, for the first half hour, if you missed any part of it, get out to realestaterevealed.net. What are the steps that you should take before and during remodeling your home? Because this does not have to be complicated, stressful, or confusing at all. This process can be very, very smooth at the beginning, when they start, in the middle, and at the end. And we had really enjoyed this checklist. It's this 10-step checklist that Tom and Letty Frankel from Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath, the DT Group, you had really enjoyed their show a few weeks back on how to choose a remodeling contractor. And they've got that checklist, too. But also, they just went over these, it's the umbrellas here that they had to say, under safety, security, and convenience. This is all part of the essential part of remodeling your home. And Tom had gone over his 10-step checklist. And Tom, repeat this 10 steps that are on your checklist, going through the process to recap.
You have to put all your items away because you don't want nothing to be damaged. You want them all in one piece just before you start the construction.
Number two,
if you're able to get small storage items, you know, where you can put the, you know, small things that you use day to day, small bins, and if it's possible, get them clear so you get to see them instead of labeling them.
Number three,
if you have valuable things, money, jewelry, whatever you have.
China, dishes.
Everything. If you can put them in a small safety, it's even better. Privacy.
Number four, privacy.
You need to think about how you're going to take a shower and what time the contractors are coming. You don't want to run into each other. You know, you want to have your sense of humanity a little bit. You know, you want to make sure that you arrange all your times and all that stuff with them. You want to have that little bit of privacy, you know, for yourself. Important things.
Five. That's number five?
Five.
Okay,
would be
good.
You want to put things in an easy access for you, meaning your coffee pot, your microwave, your spoons, your forks and knives.
Maybe a cooler, pre-prepared meals, toothbrush. Okay, six?
You got to think about for the little ones at home, about the kids. If there's a danger, so make sure that the contractor or yourself, you rope it up. You barricade it so no one goes in. The little ones, they don't get hurt.
Number seven.
Outside danger, meaning your dumpsters, your fences, your neighbors. You want to think about all these alternative things. If there's a dumpster, make sure that, you know, it's all nice and clear. Nothing is sticking out. No one is climbing in it. Your neighbors know that you have construction at home, so people are going in and out.
Number eight.
Reach out to your neighbors, your friends, your family. Let them know that, hey, we're having a construction done. Can we come over for dinner? Can we take a shower? Can we?
Don't worry, these aren't strangers robbing our house. Yeah. It's all pre-planned. Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Next one.
Number nine, pet safety.
Absolutely. Important one.
How do we do with the dogs? How do we do with the cats? Because they're going to get curious. They want to go sniffing
around.
And if
you have birds and it's too cold with the doors and windows open, put them
Absolutely.
In another room. Yeah.
And if you have an aquarium, if we shut down the power, how does it operate? You know, you want to think about the simplest things that you would never think about prior to construction. You want to think about every little step, how you do day-to-day things.
And number 10?
Ultimately, during the construction, depending on the timeline, if you can, Randy, I strongly suggest find a me time with the family, with the husband.
Get away
the
from
kids.
The shock and awe in the tearing of your kitchen and bathroom, right?
Randy, there's nothing better.
Get away.
There's nothing better to go to a nice hotel and take a nice, long, hot shower when you don't have your bathroom. It feels so good. It makes you look forward to coming back home. It makes you look forward to the construction. It makes you look forward to the end. It is so relaxing just to getting
Great
away
stuff.
From it.
Great stuff. And Letty, how can everybody get a hold of you? And what more do you have for us? I know you do.
Okay, Randy. Last week, we listed the best ways to pick out a contractor. And this week, we've just listed the best ways to prepare for a remodeling project. Now, for their convenience, our listeners can get a free written copy of both checklists by either visiting our brand new website at dtgroupllc.com or calling us at 708-942-6200. Randy, Happy New Year to you and all of our listeners. We hope to renew Chicagoland one remodel at a time in 2015.
That's great stuff. And also, too, you can get to their websites. Just go to realestatereveal.net. If you missed any part of this valuable show and these checklists, get out to realestatereveal.net. Click on the DT Group Chicagoland Kitchen and Remodeling. That'll take you right to their websites and free. You can email all these checklists free. How to choose a remodeling contractor free. And also they just have to give you their email.
Absolutely.
Or even call you.
Absolutely.
Wow. Great stuff. So get out to realestatereveal.net. There's a lot of great podcasts there. There's photo galleries. There's bios of Tom and Letty from the DT Group, Chicagoland Kitchen Remodeling. And also coming up next, how do you get your home ready for an appraisal of your house? I've got some valuable information here to dispel myths versus reality. I've got a little checklist here. It's a real important part of doing a refinance and how to prepare for the appraisal of your home. You're listening to Real Estate Revealed on AM 560. The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Jeremy Scott, taking a look at the roadways on the south side. Maxwell Street Market closes off Des Plaines from Harrison on to Roosevelt Road until 3 p.m. And CTA's Brown Line shares a single track between Armitage and the Merchandise Mart until 6 p.m. due to maintenance work. We're seeing no overnight construction due to the holiday, but on the Edens, Kennedy, Eisenhower, Stevenson, Dan Ryan, 57, and the Bishop Ford, we're running delay-free. Same with the Lakeshore Drive and the Elgin O'Hare Expressway. As always, no problems on the Tri-State, Jane Addams, Reagan Memorial, Veterans Memorial, as well as Route 53. 80 through the southern suburbs is wide open. And in northwest Indiana, 80, 94, 94, the Chicago Skyway, Indiana Toll Road are crystal clear. AM 560 weather, looking for a high of 35 with sunny skies today, 22 at O'Hare, 26 Midway, 22 in Aurora. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
It's the details of your dreams that make your home unique. As internationally recognized general contractors, we at the DT Group pride ourselves on never building or remodeling homes exactly the same way, because we're in the business of delivering our clients' dreams. At our state-of-the-art design center and kitchen and bath showroom located in Orland Park, we create and adjust your plans to exceed your expectations. Call 708-942-6200 or visit dtgroup.chicagolandkitchenandbath.com.
Attention all women with excess belly fat. Research proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of new Garcinia Cambogia, a powerful weight loss breakthrough that actually burns fat without starving yourself or spending hours at the gym. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call now for your free full-size trial. 1-800-300-5593. A famous clinical study proved that the key ingredient in Garcinia Cambogia causes significant weight loss. So if you need to lose more than 30 pounds, call now and instantly qualify for your free trial of new Garcinia Cambogia. Strict limit of one per household. 1-800-300-5593. That's 1-800-300-5593. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-300-5593.
Sports fans, tune in to Live in Sports, presented by Speakeasy Communicating. Inspiring, connecting. This Sunday night with Schaumburg Seminoles president Russ Gangler and play-by-play gaming expert Joe Panacchio. You'll be updated on everything newsworthy and entertaining in the world of sports. Tune in and listen as Russ and Joe share their personal stories and knowledge and take your calls for expert analysis. Updates, commentary, and interviews. Catch Live in Sports this Sunday from 10 to midnight right here on AM 560 The Answer. Brought to you by Park Lane Jewelry.
Back to the show, sure to answer your questions about the real estate market. Real Estate Revealed with Randy Barcella.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revealed. And boy, what a great past segment we just had with Tom and Letty Frankel from Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath and the DT Group. If you want to get those checklists, we have the checklist for you free. The steps that you should take before, during, and after remodeling your home. What great stuff on that checklist. And also we had the checklist that they have available right now is how to choose a remodeling contractor. So, wow, great information. Get out to realestatereveal.net, click on their website, and email Tom and Letty. Okay, as I mentioned before the break, what are the steps necessary that you should take to make sure that your appraisal of your home goes smooth and fair? I know everybody's so nervous about getting an appraisal done in their home, their condo, their townhouse, and nobody knows what to do to prepare for it. The appraiser calls, says, "Hey, I'm doing the appraisal on your house. I'll be there at noon on Wednesday or Saturday at 12 or whatever." But nobody really knows. And so, you know, as an appraiser, I know how you can make this process go really smooth. Here's one big part. A copy of your plat of survey. If you've got a copy of plat of survey out, have that and give it to the appraiser. You know why? It's got the exterior dimensions of the house. It'll save the appraiser from measuring the house. And if you have a previous listing of the house from the realtor when you bought it, that has the interior room dimensions. And the appraisers all go by the exterior, which is the gross living area of your home. Also, it's got the legal description on there. The appraisers have to put a legal description on your appraisal. So number one, have a copy of your survey. Number two, what's your tax PIN ID number? That's your tax ID number, and it's on your tax bill, and what are your current taxes? Because on the first page of the appraiser needs to put the correct tax PIN number and what your current taxes are. And also, if you've got a garage or another lot that might have a second PIN number, he needs both of those. Number three, list all the extras that your home has and give examples. Have it all in writing for the appraiser, because maybe you bought a certain model home, but you upgraded it a lot more than the other models. And so that's really important. The appraiser may not know that, because the appraiser just walks through, may take 20 minutes walking through your home, and they just give a general inspection and a general write down of what they saw. So you giving them a list of extras is really good. Also, you probably remodeled your home in the last 10 or 15 years. So if there's give a detailed list of improvements, additions, and remodeling that you've done, and give examples. And it's okay to brag about everything that you've done. And even if you did make an addition or finished your basement, because guess what? This information is not shared with the tax assessor. You want to maximize the value of your home. Number five, maybe you know a couple of for sale by owner homes in your neighborhood because the appraiser noticed there hasn't been a sale in your area for a year, and he's going to a different subdivision to compare yours where they're a lot lower. So you've got to inform them on that too. What if you have a condo or townhouse? Give the appraiser your condo association name. Give the appraiser your monthly association fees that you pay each month. There's also a section on the appraisal for condos and townhomes. How many total units are in your complex? Ask your management company. And do you know how many units are rented, if any? That's important stuff on the first page of the appraisal. Also, with the condos, what's your tax and PIN number, and what are the current taxes that you pay? And I know a lot of people that buy condos, they have an extra tax and PIN number that's a property identification number for your garage space. Give that to the appraiser. Also, number eight, have your home relatively neat and clean and free from clutter so they don't fall or get, you know, it's a safety issue. But there's no need to do anything major. You don't do any major cleanup or remodeling, since as appraisers, they appraise your house as if it is vacant anyway. So don't worry about that. Number nine, you spent a lot of money on appliances, but guess what? They're not included in the appraisal value since they are considered personal property items. And don't be offended by that, because the, you know, the appraiser is not there to appraise personal property, and the underwriter at the bank will not give a mortgage on personal property items. So if you want any part of this checklist that I just went over with you on how to get ready for a successful appraisal on your home, just get out to realestaterevealed.net. It's a great website. Click on my site. My email's there. My fax is there. My cell phone. All the information you need there, and it's free. I'll give you this checklist along with the checklist on how to choose a remodeling contractor, and also the checklist on what are the steps you should take to ensure that your home remodeling goes in a safe, smooth process. Wow, great stuff that we went over today. Tom and Letty, thank you so much for being on the show. Once again, you're such a valuable part of Real Estate Revealed.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Randy.
And so, any big plans for New Year's?
Relaxing,
staying safe. Yeah, yep. Me too. So when people need, you just said you launched this great new website, and I saw it. It's phenomenal. It's just amazing. And so why don't you just tell the audience again what the new website is to go to?
It's dtgroupllc.com.
And what's your phone number again at the showroom?
708-942-6200.
And as everybody's probably curious to know, and we're excited to announce, this is going to be a series throughout the year.
Correct.
Yeah. So when people listen to your podcast, the first one on how to choose a remodeling contractor, there's a second podcast will follow up on the series as to what to do, what are the steps to take, the checklist as to going through the remodeling process. And I'm excited to have you on for the third show because you're going to be on every month. And so at the end of the year, wow, some really valuable information for our listeners. And we're so excited that Tom and Letty Frankel are part of Real Estate Revealed.
Absolutely, Randy. By the time that we're done with this, hopefully, a normal average homeowner is going to be educated from the start to finish, what they expect, how to, you know, proceed things, and how to handle, you know, upcoming problems.
And I love your motto, contractors and homeowners, it's like a marriage. It's a temporary marriage, and you have to have great communication.
Absolutely. Communication is number one. If you don't communicate, there is a problem.
Absolutely. This is really great stuff. I'm so excited to have you guys on the show. And I know it's going to be a great new year. And if the weather breaks, you're probably going to do a lot more new construction, too, because the weather's not going to hold you back. You're listening to Real Estate Revealed on AM 560. The Answer. We'll be right back with a recap and what's going on for future show. Thank our sponsors. And we are so excited to move forward to the new year with everybody. RealEstateRevealed.net with Randy Barcella on AM 560. The Answer. We'll be right back.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it. The real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
What's my home really worth? 6 years ago, it was $500,000. Last year, I tried to refinance, and the bank said it was only worth $250,000. But the tax assessor says it's $400,000. What is going on here?
Sound familiar? Hi, Randy Barcella. For 30 years, your premier and trusted name for residential real estate appraisals. For the real scoop, call me at 708-301-6100. That's 708-301-6100. Or visit me at randybarcella.com.
Now,
Back to Real Estate Revealed with your host, Randy Barcella.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revealed on AM 560, The Answer, and I am Randy Barcella. As I always tell you every week, this show is not about me. This is your show, where each week we draw aside the curtains, peel back the layers, open the doors, and uncover the truth, revealing all the myths versus reality. This is information you can trust to have peace of mind, because let's face it, buying or selling a home, getting a mortgage, an appraisal, remodeling your house, home inspector, all of this can be very stressful, complicated, and confusing. It doesn't have to be that way. And wow, what a great show we had. If you missed any part of it, get out to realestaterevealed.net. We always post the podcast on the Tuesday following the Sunday show, and you can get all of these great checklists from Letty and Tom Frankel from Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath and the DT Group on how to choose a remodeler, what are the steps you need to go through during the remodeling process. And as I went over, I can give you the checklist on how to prepare for an appraisal of your home. Great information. Wow. Also, I want to thank you to a lot of our sponsors, Dr. Principe from Wellbeing MD, Jeff Baker, ChicagoLoanCoach.com, ICAP, Illinois Coalition of Appraisal Professionals, P.F. Chang's, James Irwin & Associates, Real Estate Revealed's very own real estate attorney. Wow, great stuff. I'm looking forward to a lot of stuff, great stuff in the new year. And I always like to finish with a lot of great inspiring quotes as I end the show. Here's one for you. Challenge yourself with something you know you could never do. And what you'll find out is that you can overcome anything. An interpretation of this is by attempting something really difficult and outside your comfort zone, you'll discover how strong you really are. Also, three, it's never too late to do what you might have been able to do. So you're never too old to pursue your dreams. And the last quote here, if you do not do great things, do small things in a great way. That was from Napoleon Hill. Even if you don't achieve any impressive accomplishments in life, it is important to do your best in everything you do, including the little things. Wow, great information. And I like to also make sure that you stick around for the next show. My friend Sue Zawacki with Aging Info Radio. Man, that's a great show. And as I always like to say, be well, make it a great week, and we'll see you again, as always, every Sunday morning on Real Estate Revealed on AM 560 The Answer. Keep your emails and questions coming in. Tom and Letty from Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath, thanks once again for being on the show.
Thank you, Randy.
And I think it's so important that you guys keep stressing in this building process and remodeling process, and it's true in real estate. It's about relationships. It's about communication. It's about having homeowners and the contractors having a temporary marriage.
Absolutely. And remember, Randy, in 2015, it's going to be a great year for remodeling. You have to find the right contractor. You have to find the right people to get your dreams done the right way you want it.
And every place I look at, all of the subcontractors and the big box stores and suppliers, the prices are really unaffordable. It's very affordable now.
It's a great time. Economy is booming. It's, you know, moving the right direction. You know, it's a great time. Take opportunity. Take the advantage of it. And please find the right people to do your right projects.
Because it, you know, going through this whole process, as I always say, we do our best to give valuable content and educate and learn a little bit more each week, so everybody can have this process of buying and selling a home, remodeling in a not so stressful and confusing manner. Because it doesn't have to be that way. If you're using the right people, if you use a logical step by step checklist that we always have for everybody, and there's a lot of myths that we were able to dispel on today's show that we always do, and every week we really enjoy having you on the show. It's great information, and I think you're right with the remodeling. Boy, like I always said, be well, make it a great week. We'll see you again next Sunday morning, as always, here on Real Estate Revealed on AM 560 The Answer. Get out to the podcast for some valuable information, the podcast, the photos, testimonies, wow, emails for everybody. Learn about your team here on AM 560 The Answer, realestaterevealed.net. Thank you so much, and have a happy new year.
That was Real Estate Revealed, brought to you by ChicagoLoanCoach.com, James Irwin & Associates, Chicagoland Kitchen & Bath, and the DT Group. Thank you for listening. And remember to tune in again next week for the best, current, and most accurate information about the real estate market, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Hello?